Well, here's a thought piece, and I really do want to know what you think about this, because I'm torn on this one. Is it fair game for politicians' family members to speak out against them, or is this a game of airing your dirty laundry? Does this feel like something like, ooh, I feel like I shouldn't know this. This is inside baseball. This is your family, not for me to see. A little how I feel like when people read their own wedding vows in front of me that they wrote, like, this is for you. This is not for me. I shouldn't see this. But maybe that's just me. I'm a little uncomfortable with that type of intimacy. Or is this maybe a violation of Casa Nostra? You know what I mean? The mafia, like, you don't talk. So let me know what you think about it, because this image has gone viral of 8 members of Governor Tim Walz's family expressing their support for Donald Trump. See, they're all wearing a T-shirt, like a Disney World family T-shirt, but they say Walz for Trump. In fact, his older brother, Jeff Walz, who lives in Florida, says his brother is not the type of character you'd want in the White House. And in fact, we've done segments about what his character is. It doesn't seem the most honest of sorts. He says he has stories to tell and he could tell them. In a similar vein, Malik Obama is trending also because the former President Obama's half-brother says that he also will vote for Donald Trump, although this will be his third time because he backed Trump in 2016 and in 2020 in the previous two elections. Now, he said his brother was all out for himself during his administration. That's his big problem with his brother. You could say that. I mean, he bombed the holy hell out of the Middle East. So that's my main problem with him. It's not personal. So that doesn't really sway me about the Obamas, but they had other family feuds about a charity that led to their falling out. Now, when Robert F. Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., endorsed Donald Trump just a few days ago, the Kennedy family released this statement against him, saying that his endorsement was a betrayal of the values that our father and our family hold most dear. Now, that kind of hits me wrong, because no family has a monopoly on a line of thought. Like, I don't get to decide how my kids feel politically. That's not for me. You can't just say all Kennedys represent this. It just feels dirty. And then, of course, you know, President Trump's niece, Mary L. Trump, was one of the first to do this and very beloved by the mainstream media for her memoir, Too Much and Never Enough. In fact, it was a New York Times bestseller, and Amazon, take a look here, has it marked as a Goodreads choice. They love it so much. They love dirt on Trump. I mean, I meant to bring this, but I didn't. But think about how they cover this as like, oh, you need to know that Trump is a dirty guy, not a good guy. But then when you look at how they treat memoirs such as Tara Reid, her memoir about being abused by Joe Biden, that book is suppressed at every turn. What were you going to say, David?
I was going to say what also frustrated me is the fact that they brought Bobby and John into that conversation and said that they would be doing the same thing. But if you look at what the Democratic Party is standing for right now, even John and Bobby would have been vehemently against the suppression of free speech and the things that they're doing on that that side.
And war.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
War. Yeah. Vehemently anti-war.
It would seem, right? But I don't think anybody has the monopoly on somebody's memory, right? And so you can't say that someone interpreted it right or wrong. Those people are not here to speak for themselves. We each get our own interpretation. You can't say one is wrong or one is right. And in fact, Mary Trump has a new memoir coming out within the next few days on this anti-Trump rhetoric that she has. I want to say it's a grifting. This is her new book coming out in September called Who Could Ever Love You? It's about her father, Freddie Trump. He was the oldest son of Fred and Linda, President Trump's parents. And the summary says, because I haven't read it, that Fred Sr. was such a tyrant and her father, Freddie, was too sensitive and kind. And that contempt led to his alcoholism. So what she's implying is that this is the Trump way. They're tyrannical, win at any cost. Well, President Trump recently spoke out about his brother, Freddie, on a podcast, and he did confess that his brother's alcoholism inspired him to never drink.
I had a great brother who taught me a lesson, don't drink, don't drink. And he said, don't smoke. He smoked and he drank, and he was a great guy. He was a handsome, very handsome guy.
Is he older? He was older?
Quite a bit older, yeah. And He had a problem with alcohol and smoke a lot. But you know, I tell people no drugs, no drinking, no cigarettes.
Yeah,
I tell that to my kids all the time. I'd say no drugs, no drinking, no smoke. And
it was tough.
He had he'd always tell me, he'd say never. So he was really old enough that you would look up to somebody, and I'd look up to him anyway.
Did you admire him?
Yeah, I admired a lot, so much about him. He had so much going. He had the look.
What was his name?
Unbelievable personality, like an incredible personality.
What was his name, Donald?
His name was Fred Trump. And he had a problem with alcohol. He got addicted to it.
All right, so she has her memory of it. He has his memory of it. It's fair. Everybody gets their own memory of their family. They get their own take. She coped one way. But she is selling books on the back of his success. Who in the world would care about her story without it being connected to Donald Trump? So I want to put this to you. Are these things relevant for voters? Is this something voters should consider? Because certainly you could ask several members of my family who might say, oh, you know, Natalie, she's obnoxious. Right, Clayton? Nobody would say that about me.
Exactly. I mean, oh, sorry, I wasn't. Never.
Everybody has a family member who is willing to speak out about somebody, right? And so is this something that, the press thinks, oh, you need to know this. You should use this to influence your vote. So are these people grifters or is this relevant? What do you think? What do you think?
I think they're absolutely grifting off of it. I mean, it's like the wash that comes out from behind, behind a boat, you know. It's a clearly they're riding this wave and trying to make money off of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, so many members of Congress too. Yeah, exactly, Philip. Opportunistic, right? Yeah. So it seems like every election cycle, Mary Trump has a book coming out.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
I was going to say, are you allowed to write more than one memoir? Isn't that like that? Seems like I thought
part
you
one
got
and part
a
two
in your life.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that sort of like an autobiography? Like, you can't keep writing autobiographies.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot this part.
Yeah. Oh, wait, one more right. thing, guys. Just one more thing.
He's going to run again? I have more to say. That's what it feels like to me. And she will get another paycheck, and she will absolutely get another interview with Rachel Maddow, more time on CNN in order to sell this book. So, yeah, absolutely.
She'll make hundreds of thousands of dollars off of this book.
Right.
Absolutely. She probably got paid handsomely by some liberal publishing company. Do we know who published
it?
So she probably got an advance.
Premier Collective is where I found it. I'm not sure if that's a publisher or not.
So I'd be curious, if she gets, some sort of a payment up front from this sort of probably a liberal publishing company.
Right.
I mean, I can't imagine that it's not a liberal publishing company that's trying to publish this. Then they're going to push her out on all of the networks.
Yes.
They're going to push her out on all the liberal networks, MSNBC, NBC. They'll put her out on, CBS Sunday morning. They'll do an interview with her. 60 Minutes will probably do a sit down with her and push the book as well.
Is there a foreword in it by Rachel Maddow by chance? Just
probably.
It would seem. I just wonder who out there, and I know, there are people who make their voting decisions on much more vapid things such as whether or not Ariana Grande supports Kamala Harris, which she does. But, is anybody like, well, even his own brother doesn't like him, so I'm not going to, vote for Tim Walz or something like that. And is there anything here that we need to see as voters? Or again, is this like people who write their own marriage vows and make us sit through that? You can tell how I feel.
I think there's something there. Maybe I'm sort of in the middle on this. It's sort of like, where there's smoke, there's fire, though. And, listen to Mary Trump. I mean, just information is power. Like, listen to what she has to say. I did years ago. I was curious what she had to say.
Yeah.
But it didn't sway my opinion in any way. But I just, information is power. We should not be censoring information. So now that the Walz family, the entire Walz family says, I've got stories that will make your, hair on the back of your neck stand up about Tim Walz. Like, I'd like to know that information.
Okay.
I'd like to know what the family has to say about it. In the same way that I would like to know what the Kennedys have to. I want to know all of it. And you make your own decisions once we have that information.
I don't know. I feel like it's mind my own business. I'm just going to vote based on basically the warring industrial complex.
I don't know.
Whether or not people have family members that don't like them. We all have that.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the level of the information you get. Because if you heard that, like, Tim Walz was abusive or something like that, like, that could change your view of the person, you know, like, oh, this is a person that was abusive to children or something. Like, I'm just using that as an example. But there are things that would make you think, oh, wow, maybe this isn't a person. So, I mean, I could be swayed with information as long as there was something to back it up and there was proof of it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Evidence. Exactly.
Like, yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate your thoughts on the matter. I thought this was kind of a fun piece about what's our business and what's not. And I don't think there's a right or wrong answer here. So we will see more of this, I'm sure. And inevitably, you will get this book surfaced to you on Amazon if you're an Amazon user, because obviously...